Today's devotion is entitled, Chocolate Milk and Anger, by Dan Green, Commissioned Minister, Emeritus. I recently went to my local Jewel to pick up some items needed for an overnight stay with our grandson. Just the essentials, chocolate milk, brownies, chicken nuggets, and Italian bread. While I hate going to the grocery store, God has given me multiple opportunities to speak about Jesus while there. On this visit, while searching for just the right chocolate milk, a woman came up to me and asked, "Why are people so angry?" Now, I am not an extrovert, didn't want to engage this woman, and part of me just wanted to give her some trite answers like, "They are angry because prices have risen dramatically in the last year. They are angry because of a lack of customer service." And I confess, this is exactly what I did. But she pursued the subject saying, "But don't you think there is something deeper that explains why people are so angry?" I shared that anger is a God-given emotion meant to highlight injustice. But too often, the anger we express is destructive and sinful and originates from pride, self-centeredness, fear, chronic pain, broken relationships, and/or a lack of self-control. Lastly, I shared with her that when the peace of Jesus does not reside in our hearts, we are more apt to give in to sinful expressions of anger. The Apostle Paul addresses anger in his letter to the church at Ephesus. "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Paul also tells us to replace anger and other works of the flesh with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5, 20 and 22 through 23. It is off to Jewel to once again get the essentials, chocolate milk and Italian bread, for an overnight visit with our grandson, Connor. I take these words of Paul with me. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:15 and 17.